Welcome back, everybody. What we're going to do is ask for some comment from the floor, and the roving mics are going to rove. Please, could you not speak until the microphone reaches you, and please, could you very briefly introduce yourselves? And there will be time for, let's say, something like four comments, and some of them might be questions. You know this lot won't be able to resist questions. And you will have only about a minute or two to respond, because we need to be out of here by 2:45. Okay? So if you would like a roving mic to appear, please put your hand up.
My name is Eric Pierce. I want to, in terms of the radical nature of CAFOD, I wonder whether the Live Simply program might be somewhat radicalized, particularly in relation to the whole issue of dieting and fasting, and going slightly beyond fasting on having fish on Fridays.
Thank you. And over there, I think.
Christine, thank you very much. This is Anita over here. Christine, we talked very much about acting as a model of integral ecology. And Brian last night asked us to sign up to the Laudato Si Action Plan. I just wondered how many CAFOD employees are signed up to Laudato Si Action Plan. And what are they doing at parish level to support social development? And how is CAFOD supporting circular economy and recycling projects within the UK?
Well done. You got lots of questions into one there. That was very impressive. And I saw a hand here.
Thank you. Mariel Woodward from Caritas Westminster. Hi. Lots of great things. A lot of things that we've heard before, but really good to be reminded of the language. I hadn't heard movement generous before, so I love that. And authenticity. It's something that's come up, but not something I've actually been using, so I've put that in bold in my notes to use more. One of the things I didn't hear, and I think, but it links a lot to what you said, is very much is using the opportunity of that diversity of parishes. But yes, you talked about listening and encounter and the authenticity, the witness, evidencing and amplifying voices. And all that will come through the synodal process, we hope, and we will support and make sure it does. But the other thing is the framing and actually helping people in the parishes, that diversity, and thinking about those that are more privileged, maybe, to help them to understand that the way that they've been taught to about things, about the way of the world, is actually one perspective and not necessarily right. So the perspective that we learn from our politicians and from journalists in mass media is not necessarily the right way of thinking about things. And yes, we can learn that ourselves slowly through listening and encounter and through witness, but actually maybe CAFOD and Caritas and Justice and Peace can help us to frame things in a more a better way that recognises justice and peace.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to stop there because you have 2 minutes to comment on some of what you have just heard. And you've got to allow at least 30 seconds for applause, so, yeah.
Whooping. Live Simply, Liam's our Live Simply coordinator, so very happy to reflect on different ways. I mean, I think part of the point of Live Simply, which is an amazing programme, it's been running for 10 years now, and so we're in the process of kind of like reflecting on it, so that's really great. And offering different choices, because I think, as Mariel said, there's not just one perspective, there's not just one right answer here. There are lots of different perspectives, and so it's important to be able to offer those choices to people. I think that framing point is absolutely right, that it's got to be about dialogue. I think what I'm experiencing in our current political life is just horrendous language and you know the institutionalization of self-righteous. I'm not going to say any words because someone will quote me, but it's just xenophobic racism, frankly, and it's just we need to understand that we are one humanity and remember our humanity. And so I think there's always work to be done around framing. And Anita, there's lots of stuff that CAFOD both does Both as an organisation, individuals, there's lots of activities that people are doing. There's a huge amount right across CAFOD. And one of the things that I'm always criticised for is that we never, you know, that we're not doing this, we're not doing that. You know, I mean, we have an amazingly committed, engaged, talented staff who constantly keep me on my toes to make sure that we're pushing and going further. So there's lots going on. The extent to which we can always actively and support things going on in different parishes is questionable, isn't it? Because there's only so many hours in the day, and we've got a remit and stuff like that. So yes, I think I'm going to end almost where I began, with that manifesto from the prophet Micah, because that is what our God asks of us, to have a holistic, integrated approach with God and our relationships at the centre, that we act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly together as well as with God. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.